Insurance Uncovered, a Talanx podcast. Enter a world of background insights, hidden stories, and finance topics drawn from the insurance industry.
We all know the richest duck in the world, Scrooge McDuck and his money bin. And I always look at the contractual service margin as a kind of warehouse where we put all the future profit into it. And therefore, this figure gives an idea of what Talanx will earn in the coming years.
What is important though, and I'd like to stress that, while the contractual service margin sounds and appears like a fancy accounting item, it is by far more than that. So as Bas rightly said, the contractual service margin is profit. Profit that's locked in, however, released gradually into our P&L over time only. So profit is equity. So if you look at the contractual service margin as a de facto equity component and add that to our shareholders' equity, which stood at roughly 9.9 billion as of 30th of September, if you now add the contractual service margin and the risk adjustment after tax, obviously, gives you an idea what the intrinsic fundamental value of our company is.
Hello again and welcome to a new episode. I'm Maria and I'm pleased to be your host of this podcast episode again. This month, we're going to continue our quarterly results series, Results Uncovered, with the Talanx 9M figures. As a follower of our podcast, you will already know my interview partners, and I'm very pleased to be here again with Bernd Zablowski, Head of Investor Relations and M&A, and Bas de Vries, Head of Group Controlling. As the title of this episode already reveals, we are going to talk about Talanx results of the first 9 months in the financial year 2023, as well as the pleasing developments during this last quarter. During the next minutes, we will summarize the results, bring them to the point, and in addition, I hope you're interested in learning more about the accounting standards IFRS 17 and 9 and the relevant KPIs which have been introduced with it. This time, we would like to talk about the contractual service margin and what it is all about. But first, hi Bernd, hi Bas. Thank you for joining me again and taking the time to walk us through the last results.
Hi Rhea, thanks for having me again here.
Hi Rhea, thanks for having me as well and happy to give our listeners another deep dive into our numbers.
Before I start pestering you both with a lot of questions, I would like to look into Talanx 9-month 2023 financial highlights. Who could do it better than our CFO, Dr. Jan Wicke?
The first three quarters have been very pleasing. Why am I so satisfied with the development of Talanx? First of all, we were able to grow our insurance revenue by 8% to more than 32 billion euro. And second, which is from a point of view of a CFO even more important, the bottom line. The bottom line is up by more than 30% to 1,279,000,000 euro. This translates into a return on equity of 18.4%, which is far above our long-term target, above 10% ROE. So all in all, we are very satisfied, but we remain humble. We know that we had some tailwinds in our results, driven by the higher interest rates and also by the large losses, which remained within the budget. But nevertheless, this fantastic result, which is, by the way, also a record in Talanx history for the first 9 months, shows also that we are able to monetize our growth.
We measure our performance mainly through three KPIs: insurance revenue, net income, and return on equity. Bas, can you classify the development and highlight the main growth drivers of each of these mentioned KPIs?
So our insurance revenue was driven by the primary insurance with double-digit growth. The industrial lines Retail Germany and Retail International benefits from significant price increases. And to translate that more in figures, the primary had of business volume or insurance revenue of 12.5 billion last year, and it increased with 13% towards 14.1 billion. In total, as Talanx, we achieved 32.3 billion. As Hannover Re, with also significant price increases, but had a conversion towards more profitable non-proportional contracts, and that dampened a bit the growth. Our group net income grew with 38% to 1.3 billion, driven by improved insurance service result. And then last but not least, we had an extremely rising ROE from 14% in last year to more than 80% in this year, despite retained earnings of 1.3 billion and around 300 million capital increase.
These were the KPIs that are always highlighted in the Talanx communication. Is there another KPI where you think it is worth looking at?
Absolutely, Rhea. From my point of view, another KPI which I want to draw your attention to is the contractual service margin, or in short, CSM. From the 1st of January 2023 to the end of the third quarter, this service margin increased by 19% towards 11.4 billion. And the biggest value driver of this contractual service margin is the new business volume. There we have a contractual service margin increase of 2.6 billion compared to a release of only 1.5 billion. Here is the main driver, Hannover Re, with almost 1.7 billion contractual service margin growth.
So Talanx has increased its net income guidance for the second time this financial year. In summer, they reported it will expect a net income of financial year 2023 above 1.4 billion euro. Now Talanx is confident to significantly exceed 1.5 billion. Bernd, can you elaborate a little further on this pleasing development?
Yes, of course. Obviously, first and foremost, our underwriters are doing a terrific job in selecting and pricing high-quality business. But the market environment is helping us too, and that is twofold. One is we are currently benefiting from what we call a hard market. A hard market is given when insurers are able to adjust and increase prices to, for example, roll over inflation in the rates. And what is helping in particular here is the characteristics of our business. We do 80% of our business with what we call wholesale client. That is for the reinsurance part of our business, the other primary insurers that seek reinsurance, and that is for our primary insurance business, our industrial clients. So 80% of our business is done in market segments that particularly benefit from the fact that capacity is a bit restrained at the moment, enabling the insurers lifting the prices. Secondly, the third quarter is typically the season with the highest level of nat cat events, and this year we have experienced a fairly benign large loss / nat cat evolution, leading us to report significantly lower large losses than we had in the previous period in 22, i.e. our large losses at 9 months 2023 are roughly 300 million below the previous year, and that is also helping the bottom line.
It sounds to me as if we will continue to benefit from the hard market momentum. Will this pleasing development also have an impact on the guidance for the coming financial years?
Yes, Rhea, it will. In 2023, we will achieve an insurance revenue of above 42 billion. And as we communicated already in October, we expect a net income of clearly above 1.5 billion. With an ROE substantially above 10%, but as we all can do the math, that will be around 15% or even a bit more.
And what about the outlook for the next financial year?
There we have also news. We expect in 2024, for the full year, a net income of above 1.7 billion and thereby overachieving our net income target for 2025, which stood at 1.6 billion.
If I may add, and just to frame what Bas said, in December last year, we set our midterm targets and we set a net income target of 1.6 billion for the year 2025. That means with the 24 net income guidance of above 1.7 billion Bas was just mentioning, we are delivering our midterm targets 1 year ahead of schedule and exceeding it by 100 million. That's at least the plan for the moment, and we are confident to deliver that. And our revised midterm targets, obviously when you run ahead of schedule, you have to raise the bar, will be discussed and published in March when we release our full year 2023 numbers.
Thank you to both of you for the crisp overview of the highlights and developments. In addition to our latest results, we strive to educate our listeners a little further on the changes that came with the introduction of the new accounting standards. At the beginning of this episode, you already mentioned the latest developments of the contractual service margin. Could you explain to us what the contractual service margin is and why it was introduced under IFRS 17?
Yes, Rhea, of course. And as you already mentioned, the CSM, or the contractual service margin, was newly introduced under IFRS 17. And it's a kind of forward-looking figure. And as a controller, we are very happy that IFRS 17 introduced this figure. What does it mean? The contractual service margin gives insight in the future profitability of our business. And it therefore shows how we calculate and show the expected future profit from a contract. It's especially important for Hannover Re and for the primary life business. I always look at it from a kind of maybe easy perspective. We all know the richest duck in the world, Scrooge McDuck and his money bin. And I always look at the contractual service margin as a kind of warehouse where we put all the future profit into it. And therefore, this figure gives an idea of what Talanx will earn in the coming years.
And what drives the development of the contractual service margin?
There are many drivers for the contractual service margin. On the one hand, it's the new business. So the new business from our life books and the new business from our Hannover Re business unit. So the more profitable this new business is, the larger the contractual service margin becomes. Furthermore, we have, of course, also cost changes. So cost is also an input factor for the contractual service margin. We have interest rate changes. So if the interest rate changes and becomes higher, the life book will benefit from it. We have changes in mortality. And furthermore, what's important is the length of the contract, because the contractual service margin will be unwound during the lifetime of a contract and then be shown into our P&L.
What is important, though, and I'd like to stress that, while the contractual service margin sounds and appears like a fancy accounting item, it is by far more than that. So as Bas rightly said, the contractual service margin is profit. Profit that's locked in, however, released gradually into our P&L over time only. So profit is equity. So if you look at the contractual service margin as a de facto equity component and add that to our shareholders' equity, which stood at roughly 9.9 billion as of 30th of September, if you now add the contractual service margin and the risk adjustment after tax, obviously, it gives you an idea what the intrinsic fundamental value of our company is. The calculation I've just done would translate, for example, in a share price of 67.5 if I divide the combined shareholders' equity that's recorded in the balance sheet and the contractual service margin in addition to the risk adjustment. Our share is currently trading around 60, so that shows you that there is substance beyond the share price and maybe still potential to catch up. Let me summarize our current financial performance. The primary insurance is unfolding its full potential and probably the best is yet to come. We are running ahead of schedule and ahead of targets. We are aiming to deliver what we initially had expected to deliver 2 years down the road, 1 year earlier, and with 100 million more than we had initially targeted. So our guys in our underwriting businesses across all segments are doing a good job, and we endeavor to deliver shareholder value to all our shareholders.
Again, these were very interesting insights into the numbers and accounting principles of an insurer. Against all headwinds, Talanx is looking back to an extremely successful 9 months, which gives Talanx the confidence to exceed their ambitious financial targets for 2023 and to raise the profit forecast to well over 1.5 billion. In particular, the primary insurance business achieved a strong operating result and made a major contribution to this performance. Next to Talang's well-known KPIs, insurance revenue, net income, and return on equity, it is worth looking at the contractual service margin, which shows the profits expected in the future. Thank you, Bas and Bernd, for being my guests today. It was a pleasure, and again, I learned a lot. Also, thank you for listening in. We hope that we've been able to give you a better understanding of the complicated and perhaps sometimes somewhat boring world of numbers of an insurer. In March, Bernd and Bas will be back on this channel to talk us through the full year 2023 results. We would be happy to have you back as well, so don't forget to subscribe and follow our podcast to be notified on every new episode. Until next time, and take care.
Insurance Uncovered. A Talanx podcast.